Okay, we're very short on time, so help yourself to some coffee and donuts. We'll do a little bit of learning. We're again learning Nefesh Shimshon from a Pinkus. We're talking about Moda'ani the past few weeks, and we'll conclude that today. Moda'ani concludes with the following word, Shechazarta b'nishmasi. We thank Hashem for returning our neshamas to us, v'chemla, with mercy, rabba emunasecha, his great faith in us. Or Pinkus points out, that Shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, that Hashem returns our neshama to us with mercy, is really the essence of our gratitude that Hashem gives us life. Everything we accomplish, everything we're able to do, everything we're able to experience and touch and to feel, all the pleasure that we have in this world, is simply because Shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla. Now I want to focus in just a few minutes on the word b'chemla. Because Rapinkus points out, Kulam Yodim Ma'aminim Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'abid Al Kol Echad Ve'Echad Me'itanu V'dano So Lefi Ma'asav. We all know that Hashem judges every single one of our actions. Right? Everything we do during the day, Hashem is watching, Hashem is listening, Hashem is constantly judging us. V'inei K'shenechshav La'atzmenu Ma'amagia Lanu Harei Baru L'Chol Echad Shel Amiso Shel Davar Kla Lo Hayinu Zakaim Li'yos Barim. Right? If we did a real calculation of what our responsibilities to Hashem are versus how we actually fulfill those obligations, so we would likely find that on a given day, we fall woefully short in our obligations to Hashem. Whether it's did we have proper kavanah davening and learning, did we protect our eyes from what we were supposed to look at, right? My guess is at the end of the day, if we really thought about it, we did not fulfill all of our obligations to Hashem. We did not maximize our life to the fullest potential. So Rapinka says, if we're doing an exact calculation, there's no logical reason for why you and I are up this morning and healthy this morning and why God chose to give us another morning. Ein b'chol zos, eich b'chol zos adam mehalich, ba'olam bari v'shalim. How is it then that we're healthy? How is it that we were able to open our eyes this morning? How is it that we're able to be alive? Ein zos ela bechemla. Says Rapinkus, the only reason we're able to do that is because of the word bechemla. Because of Hashem's mercy. Rachmanas miyuchedes shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu nishika ishis me Hashem yisbarach. Every time we wake up, we should never take for granted that our bodies work properly, and that our eyes open properly, and that we're able to stand up properly, and that our legs work properly, and that our minds work properly. These are things that we take for granted. Rapinka says that one word, bechemla, reminding ourselves that the only reason we're able to do that is not because we deserve it, because you know what? We probably don't deserve it. And it's not because that this is just how the world works, and you know, I woke up yesterday, so I'll wake up tomorrow, because you and I both know there are people that don't wake up every morning. And so says Rapinkus, it's important to remind ourselves each and every day that the only reason we have life, the only reason we're able to experience the beauty of this world and to accomplish things is because of Hashem's mercy. He says, Shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla. Those four words that Hashem returned our neshama to us with mercy, lo machmasei d'olam. Don't ever think that we woke up this morning because that's the natural order of the world. Lo machmas ki ma'olam. It's not just because that's how the world works. The only reason we woke up this morning, the reason why the sun started shining this morning, the reason why we can see and hear and touch and taste is simply because of the mercy of Hashem. I shared this on Shabbos, but it fits within the context, and so it bears repeating again. It's an article that appears on H.com by Professor Stephen Barron. He is a paraplegic. He has multiple sclerosis, and he's unable to move. So he writes here the following. He said, this morning I sat outside for half an hour. What a joy. Sitting outside was a particular treat for me, since as someone who was quadriplegic, and hence not able to move, I don't have the chance of getting out very much. Being an outdoors person, though, this was especially hard on me. Just seeing people drive up and down the street made me think about how much we take for granted. My fellow MS sufferers know this all too well. We're about the last people who need to be reminded about not taking things for granted. We've watched helplessly as we have lost one of our physical abilities after another. How many times have we said, I used to be able to do that? Referring to something that we used to do without a second thought. Whether or not we have put our past behind us determines eye to the future. Then there are things that even MS sufferers take for granted, starting with the most basic thing. Don't we take it for granted that the sun will come up tomorrow morning? Have you ever stopped to wonder why? Once you've given thought to it, have you ever considered giving thanks for that? Don't we all assume that we'll wake up tomorrow morning, just as anyone in a hospital or nursing home about waking up tomorrow? Isn't assuming we will wake up tomorrow a little presumptuous of us? After all, who are we to warrant such a gift? A little humility is in order, and that's what Pinchas is talking about. Right? The word bechemla reminds us that who are we to warrant such a gift? What makes us worthy of waking up this morning? The answer is bechemla. The humility in acknowledging that we're probably not worthy of it, but Hashem had mercy on us. And in Hashem's eternal goodness and kindness, we woke up this morning. He says, several years ago, my rabbi said that I should be saying 100 blessings a day. At the time, I thought he was crazy. That's ridiculous. Today, I ask myself, is that all? That doesn't even begin to cover it. If we even thought about it for a second, we would realize that there are thousands, if not millions, of things that we should be thankful for. From everything from our bodily functions to our personal circumstances in the country we live in. I realize that there are more things to be grateful for than we could ever count. And that is what we accomplish in the four words, Shechazarta Binishmasi Bechemla. The second we wake up in the morning, before we've done anything, the second we wake up, we open our eyes, we say, Hashem, I don't take that for granted. Because there are people that weren't able to do that to this morning. There are people that didn't wake up. There are people that didn't open their eyes. There are people that can't say the word Shechazarta Binishmasi. Everything in life that we take for granted, we should realize is a gift from Hashem. And we have the opportunity of reminding ourselves of that every morning. We say, Shechazarta Binishmasi, Hashem, you returned my soul to me one more time, and I don't take that for granted. And I don't think that I'm worthy about it. I have the humility to acknowledge that it's Bechemla, that it's because of your mercy. And this every morning is a reminder to be thankful even for the things that we're most likely to take for granted. Everyone have a fantastic day.